Emily, I'm telling you, you should have came with me. Everyone we went to school with is here at this party. It's so big. I'm even having to say hi to some people that know me, but apparently I don't know them. Yeah, you should have came with me. Me? Oh, I just locked myself in this room. Wanted to get away for a little bit. It's so loud down there. I don't know how long I'm gonna stay. Yeah, might just drink a little bit more and then leave. Yeah, okay, I'll see you later. Bye. Oh. Oh my gosh, you scared me. There's a bathroom in here? Wow, this place is giant. Yeah. Yeah, Blake. I mean, we all know he has so much money, right? Sorry, I just came in here to make a phone call. I had no clue that you were already in. Yeah, I know. The bathroom downstairs, it's insane. I don't blame you for coming up here. Well, I'll be out of your hair. I was just on my way out anyways. Oh. Something's wrong with the door. It won't budge. I'm trying to open it, but it's stuck or something. Yeah, you wanna come try? Sure. So it's not just me being weak. The door stuck? Are you kidding me? Try to, like, knock it down or something, I don't know. Like, hit it with your shoulder. Fuck, it's stuck. Oh, great. Fantastic. That is exactly what I needed tonight. God, no one's gonna hear us. Not from up here. Yeah, the music is so loud, isn't it? I can try to call some of my friends, but I doubt that they're gonna answer. See? No answer. Fuck. I guess we're gonna have to wait until the party dies down, right? Mm-hmm. Sorry, who are you? I'm trying to figure out if you went to school with us, but you don't look familiar at all. It's weird. You almost do look a little bit familiar. I feel like I know you, but I don't at the same time. You did? Okay. What classes did you take? I mean, I wonder if we had a class together. I doubt I would have been able to forget this face. Wait. No, that can't be. Math class with Mr. Lori? You sat in front of me, right? Right in front of me. I used to draw on the back of your shirt all the time. That's you? Wow. You look so different. I never would have thought. Yeah, I mean, you've gotten a lot taller, and, I mean, wow. Yeah, you do remember me, I'm sure. I doubt that you would forget me after all that I did. God, oh my gosh, where do I start? I guess now that we're here, I might as well just say something, right? Who knows if we'll even see each other again after this. But, look, I'm not gonna sit here and try to apologize for the way that I treated you back then. And all of the awful things that I said. I mean, I wasn't exactly the friendliest person. I was a bitch. Everyone knows that. Wow. Yeah, you were quick to agree. I don't blame you. I really was mean. I said a lot of awful things, and I did a lot of awful things. And the truth is, there are so many reasons as to why I did that. Why I was mean to a lot of people. Back then, when I was in high school, I think it was the roughest time I've ever been through. I went through a lot. You know, my parents were in the middle of a divorce, and I was acting out on purpose to get their attention. So stupid, but I mean, I was a child. I was in high school, and all I wanted was for my parents to see me again. And I did that by causing trouble at school, and it worked. But it definitely didn't keep them together. I was going through a lot outside of school. I mean, it was awful. The only place that I felt like I could be myself was school. But even in school, I made friends with the wrong people, I hung out in the wrong groups. Yeah, those groups that only care about status and popularity. I mean, this town is awful. I know you came very late, so you wouldn't know, but I grew up here, and I know the kind of people that go to... You know what I mean. I know how people are like in this town. And from a very young age, I hung out with the wrong people. I surrounded myself with a lot of trouble. I did a lot of awful things to try and fit in. Things that were out of my nature. But eventually, after doing all those things, I got used to it. I started to enjoy it. Receiving the laughs and the improvement from them. God, it's awful. I wish I could just go back in time and slap myself on the face. I mean, who does that? I made fun of you for their own enjoyment. And ever since the day we graduated, all I've ever felt was guilt. We graduated and you disappeared off the face of the planet. You didn't have social media or anything. I couldn't contact you. All I wanted to do was reach out and apologize. I needed to apologize for the way I acted. It wasn't okay. I made a lot of jokes. I said a lot of things that I can't take back. And I know nothing I say will ever make it right. It's not like I can go in the past and change everything. And if I can, I would have done that a long time ago. Trust me. I've thought about it all these years. The kind of person that I was and the person that I am now. They're two completely different things. I just wanted to make things right with everyone. And even though I never thought that I would see you again, I am so happy that you're here now and that I can say this to your face. I know that words are cheap and you probably don't believe me right now, but I promise I've changed. You do? Wow, I don't know what to say. I don't deserve you being this nice to me. Yeah. You were always very nice and very kind as well. And sadly, the nice ones are always treated the worst. I mean, I was nice when I was a little girl. And then everything changed. I changed. I hate that about myself. What's that? You had a thing for me. Even though I was a complete bitch to you, you still had a thing for me. That's crazy. Are you just saying this to mess with me? Yeah. Yeah, I did. When you first joined the school, I was very intrigued by you. All I wanted was to go up to you and get to know you. But then, my so-called friends, they had different plans in mind. They've always treated the new kids like trash. I know that. I've seen it. And I couldn't exactly talk to you the way that I wanted with them watching. So I had to fake everything, and I had to pretend that I hate you, even though I had no proper reason to hate you. You were a really good student, and you were so quiet back then. So quiet and shy. The truth is, I'm surprised that you're in a place like this. I mean, you are the last person I expected to come to this kind of place. You were hoping to run into me. Well, did you imagine that we'd be locked in a room together having this conversation? Probably not. But why were you hoping to see me? Me, of all people. You wanted closure. I guess I get that. I'm sure that you expected to see this mean, terrible person. Right? Trust me, after we graduated, I had a lot of time to think and a lot of time to reflect. I cut ties with a lot of people that I was friends with back then. If you look at my friend circle now, you'd be surprised. It's so small. But I love it that way. It feels so nice, so fresh. And the truth is, I came to this reunion party just so I can have closure as well. It would be my last goodbye, you know? I don't want to see any of these people again. I want to move on from the past, and I want to start a new chapter. That's why I'm moving out of this town. Not too far from here, but far enough. Yeah, I want to start a new chapter. And if you'll let me, I want you to be part of that chapter. Really? You mean that? Wow, you're something else. You really are. I mean, all I want is a second chance from you. I just want to prove to you that I've changed, that I'm not the same person that I was back then. You would? Well, you can start by giving me your phone number. Oh, I'm not the first one to ask. Well, I'm not surprised. I'm sure a lot of people are wondering who you are. You've changed a lot. Okay. So what's your number? Alright, I've added you. You can expect a message from me pretty soon. Let me take you out. I want to do a lot of things to apologize. I know that it'll be very small and minuscule, but you know, it's still something. Okay. That sounds great. Well, since we're trapped here together, I guess we can start by getting to know each other a little bit more. Let's move on from all this high school bullshit. Let's talk about present us right now. Tell me more about yourself. I mean, what are you doing with your life? Oh, the door's opening. Finally. Blake. God, finally you come. You read my message? Oh yeah, this is... You want to introduce yourself? I know, right? Oh, really? Yeah, Blake was very nice back then. He still is. I mean, he threw this entire thing and he arranged it all. Thank you, by the way, Blake. But we were just on our way out. Alright, should we head out? Let's go.